Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
I'm going to introduce to you a man this morning that God took through the jungle. How many feel like sometimes you're in the jungle? Come on now. So I was asking the Father this week, I said, man, we're in the middle of the week. What's going on? I don't mean to rush you, but I don't have anything for Sunday. Are you interested? Hello? I mean, you may not be talking to him about a message, a specific word for the people of God, but I'm sure there's times when you go, are you here? Can you hear me? Are you listening? And then so yesterday when I was at Lancaster, a new gentleman was brought into the program, and he said, I walked with God for over 15 years, but I've not heard from him lately, and I'm not even sure if he's even existing anymore. I said, wow, what a miniature God. Wow, what a wimp. Wow. You had fellowship with him, hanging out, having a great time. Now there's no conversation. Nothing seems to be happening. Man, I went ahead and laid it out there. What a punk. It woke him up. And then tears came to his eyes. And I said, just because you and I are unfaithful, he remains faithful. That is a biblical principle, ladies and gentlemen. Even when I don't seem to be able to get it on and do it right, God is still God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's never changed. He will never change. Let me bring something else to your attention this morning. May I? We're going to do a series, and I was going to do all of it this morning, and it was like, not after Wednesday night. Hello. I said, Grant, my goodness, dude. What the heck? You think it was a marathon? That was long Wednesday night. Hello. It's like, dude, I can't stay. Come on, man. I can only take so much. I mean, we'd already done it several times during the week. So I'm going to skinny it down, and all we're going to talk about, because we're going to begin looking at, listen, faith in God. It's going to be four parts, and this morning it's going to be so basic that some of you will begin to think about other things. I want you to get this morning. When you begin, listen, practicing faith, it's a walk. It's a walk, because the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we're going to take the word walk, and we're going to break that word down. And this morning, we're going to look at the letter W in just a few moments. So the man that we're going to look at, and by the way, there's going to be ladies in and out of the picture throughout this series. The man we're going to look at will be the man called Abraham. By the way, he's doing very well. He's home. He's in the kingdom. He's not under the old covenant. He's walking it out in the new covenant, just on the other side. Just on the other side. Abraham is home. But when you look at the practical story of Abraham, how many would like to walk like he did? I'm not so sure that I'm ready to do that. I was working on this, finalizing it yesterday, and when we get to this part of the walk, you know, he'd been wanting a child for a long, long time. Hello? And he's up in years, and Sarah doesn't seem to be making much progress, and things are drying up. Hello? Back in the day, they didn't have all the medicine that you can use today. Okay, I'll leave that alone. So he had a huge request. You said, I'm going to be the father of many nations, and that means there's going to be a lot of children. You know, God's all about that. God is about multiplication. God is interested in that. Hello? He's into addition, multiplication, and the enemy is about subtraction. He is about breaking things down in your life. So if you ever decide you want to pray for a pastor or pastors, pray that men or women of God will not water this down. Just pray for them. Just pray that they don't water the word down. Bring it straight so that we can understand what is it that he's saying. So I shared with Robin as we get ready to dig into faith in God. I said, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. I said, who is Jesus, Son of God? I said, correct. Who else is he? He's God in the flesh, correct. I said, who else is he? And she said, he's the Word. I said, correct. I said, do you understand that many of us who have had the opportunity to have the educational training where you took hermeneutical classes and you took exegesis classes, you begin to discover ways that you can interpret Scripture? Can you imagine standing before the one who is the Word, telling him, let me explain to you what you really meant? Are you kidding me? That is the height of what's going on in our world. It has always been there, and it's always going to be there. Rather than just taking God's word at face value, we want to say, God, this is really what you meant when you had this written down. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We are to walk by faith. Wait till you see some things about Abraham. I'm sure he felt like saying, are you kidding me? You're asking me to walk by faith? You mean I'm not supposed to be able to see it? I'm not going to be able to understand it all, but you want me to walk by faith. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, because I do like to be biblical and make sure that we are in alignment with God's word. Listen closely. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. When I was young growing up, my desire was to please my dad in everything that I did. When I got into that 18, 19, 20 bracket, that absolutely disappeared. I didn't care about pleasing him, none of that. By the way, if you're not doing it downstairs, you're not doing it upstairs. I'm talking about your faith. I'm talking about respecting your parents. I'm talking about pleasing your mom and dad or your guardians or those that are over you in the Lord. If you're not doing it downstairs, don't kid yourself, you're not doing it upstairs. You know why? Because I kid myself. I said, man, God's all right with this. No, he wasn't. Hello? No, he wasn't. Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, that means he exists, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Wow. That means all in, all the way, all the time. God will reward you if you on your side will be willing to do everything that's necessary to walk with him. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. So let's take the letter W this morning and get ready to look at the life of Abraham. So each letter in the word walk will have something to say about faith. Are you ready? Walking by faith is the will of God. See how simple that is? Walking by faith is the will of God. Now, I've already shared this with you in times past, but I'm going to just put a footnote to it so that those who are single and those who would like to look forward to someone in a good relationship, I said to her when I was dating her in the mountains of North Carolina, I said, are you interested in the will of God? Are you interested in the will of God? That was the key that unlocked everything. And no, we didn't jump from the front seat to the back seat. Wanted to, but I didn't. Hello? Okay. We talk about having things that are practical, but then when it's practical, we sit there and act like, I didn't get that. Yes, you did. You got that. When we see things beginning to line up, we don't want to walk. We want to run. We want to race. We want to push it hard and make it all happen overnight. That's the age in which many are living right now. Walking by faith is the will of God. You want to have in your inner circle people who really are executing on the will of God. That means everything they do is based on pleasing God, pleasing their Heavenly Father. Here we go. Let's go to work. We've got about five verses or so, and our subject this morning is very simple. Walk by faith. And we're going to look at one individual. His name is Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, And I'm hoping that you will see something as we go old covenant, new covenant, old covenant, new covenant, and that you will absolutely exercise your intellect so that you can grow mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and all the rest. Genesis 12:1 says, "And the Lord said to Abraham," so you want God to speak to you? Listen to this. "Leave your country, your kindred, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." Wow. He gave him some information, but he didn't give him the full package. Let me put it this way. God does not run on your GPS. Like if I'm going to Orlando or I'm going down into Tampa and specific area, you can put that on and it'll take you specifically where you're going, the amount of time, the miles. God doesn't operate like that. And so we get ticked off. I could use some other words that could help you. Because we want God to lay it all out for us. And if you don't, I'm out. Well, that's because you're God, your own God. Hello, you will walk by faith. Let me read this verse again, please. I'm certainly not going to change the texture of God's word. The Lord said to Abraham, I'm going to ask you again, so you really want God to speak to you? "Leave your country, your kindred, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." That called for an immediate response. Either yes, I will, or no, I won't. Listen real close. I don't believe the Lord is here this morning asking anyone to pack up your tent and move to another area of our country. What he is asking is, when he speaks, will you respond? When he speaks to you, will you respond? At about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, I got a phone call from an individual in another area, and they said, "Pastor, I really need prayer, and I know that you live by faith and walk by faith," and wow, they had no clue about the message, and they said, "I need to hear from the Lord. Will you pray about some specific things in my life? Nobody else knows but God, but I want to share with you." And by the way, when people come to me and talk to me about something, that's where it goes. That's where it stays. Hello? Especially if you're a person about God's will. But if you're about your will, you just put everything out. Oh, that's good preaching. You put everything out there. Then you wonder why it gets sandbagged and you wonder why everything falls apart. Because we are to be, listen, quick to hear and slow to speak. That's the book of James. Man, I don't tell everybody my business. In fact, I tell very few people my business. Because you don't know what might be on the inside. Hello. I said to my son the other day, "You need to understand quickly and early. Young man, listen to me closely," I said. "People have vindictive spirits. And you may not see it for years." Amen. So the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country and go to the land I will show you." Now let's go to Hebrews. And it's amazing how there are people who go, "Man, I'm an Old Testament person. I'm an Old Covenant person. Man, I'm cover to cover person." Because the one who wrote the Old Covenant brought about the new covenant. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and see if there's a correspondence, if there's a link, if there's a connection. For those of you that are so savvy with all the internet stuff, you should have caught the word link, connection. God's word connects. We're the one that creates disconnect. Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11 verse 8, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as in his inheritance," let's stop right there. Wow. "Hey, Dennis." "Yes, Lord." "I need for you to do this." "Well, could you GPS that for me?" "No, son, because if I show you everything, the enemy," come on, church, pay attention, "the enemy will sneak in and take away your inheritance before it's time for it to arrive. I just need for you to go." If the Lord was to expose everything that he wants to do in your life, the enemy will begin to work to sabotage that and destroy your inheritance. Yes, he will. So I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to walk by faith. At the end of the message, I'm going to tell you a story about a boy at Beulah Beach on the shores of Lake Erie and where we are today. Because Kurt Erickson, when he was here from London, spoke about, everybody has a story, but make sure it lines up with the Word of God. Because ultimately, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Come on, church. So by faith, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, man, I want my inheritance. Man, I want my inheritance. Well, are you willing to do the next step? He obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Hello? We live in a world right now where everybody wants to tell you and tell me they know it all. Those are the ones that know less than you. Hold on, church. This man is the father of the faith. And this is a man who goes, I have no clue where I'm going. Hey, honey. Sarah. I know things are drying up on us. And it's been a long time since we've really kind of had those intimate moments. But come on, let's go. Where are we going? I don't know, but he said, let's go. Let's go. What? You want me to obey God? Come on, let's go. Let's see what he's got for us. Hello? I told you it's a walk, and I told you that it's his will. And he obeyed, and he went out, though he did not know where he was going. Where are you going? I don't know. How long are you going to be here? I don't know. Well, I tried to tell the Lord that. You've already heard that. I told the Lord and Robin 5 years should be good enough. We'll be gone. Don't tell God anything. Just keep your mouth shut and do it. Hello? I'm just trying to save you some time. I mean, you're going to learn the hard way. It's all right. I don't mind. And I won't come back around and say, I told you so. Just obey God. Just obey the Lord. Let's go back now to the old covenant. Wow. I hope I can reach that age. Genesis 17:1. What are we talking about? I've got to make sure you're here. This is a short message this morning because we are walking out our faith. And to walk out your faith is to do the will of God. Amen. Just do the will of God. There will be times when people will walk with you, and there will be times when people will exit. Just walk with God. Let me tell you two people who are going to be coming back. Y'all ready for that? One, Enoch is coming back. Because the Bible says he walked with God and was not, and God just took him home. Well, he's going to come back during those fiery days when the Antichrist is here. Enoch is coming back, and he's going to lay down his life. Are you interested? He's going to lay his life down. Well, there's another one. Somebody said in Scripture that there was a guy that took off in a chariot, and it was so good that Daytona 500 couldn't even keep up with him. And that was Elijah. And he also will return to earth. I told you there's life on the other side. Look. Somebody came in. Oh, it was Grant. Came in on Wednesday. He said, hey, he always calls me this. And he called me that name. He likes to. And he said, where are the restrooms? I said, just on the other side of the wall. Where's heaven? Just on the other side. Just on the other side. Just on the other side. Some of us already have loved ones on the other side. Wow. Genesis 17:1. Look at this real quick. When Abraham, baby, you need a little help. I'm over 90 years old, but the Lord said, come on. So we got to go. You all right? Come on. I think he still got something for us. You ready for a little intimacy? I'll try to keep it real clean for you. And Abraham was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to him and said, I'm God. Whoa. So you don't fear God? You don't fear God? The Bible said, you don't fear God? The Bible says that John was the one that rested on the bosom of the Lord. But in the book of Revelation, it says that he fell down before him as a dead man. You don't fear God? Man, stay away from me, because if it hits, I don't want it around me. I fear God. And the older I get, the more I fear the Lord. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I'm God Almighty. There it is again. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Whoa. Let's go to Romans chapter 4, verse 19. I just got to give a news flash to Robin. Don't be concerned when I get to 100 years of age. No more cheering. Romans 4:19. Father, I do not want any more children. Romans 4:19. I will walk in faith, but I'm staying out of the bedroom. Now check that one out. All right, here we go. Romans 4:19. I may not finish this. Y'all should be able to see what's going on in the back. And being not weak in faith. Wow, he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. Whoa. When he was about 100 years old. Let's get it on. Anybody can pull that up real quick and play that song for us? See, I try to make it so it's relevant and you can understand that all the good vibes. I don't know where he went to. I played it for him yesterday. One of my favorites was the Beach Boys. I played for Joshua, Good Vibrations. There were good vibrations going on between Abraham and Sarah. They'd been together a long time and nothing had been really chilling and nothing had to be really working. They wanted it. But now all of a sudden, woo, let's get it on. Check it out. Back to Genesis 22, verse 1. As you move back there, and it may come up on the screen, notice this. He never grew weak in faith, though his body may have changed. His faith was resilient. Last verse. And then we'll come to Genesis 22:11. This is the last passage right here. After these things, God... And this is where the breakdown comes. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham... And he said, here I am. God, are you listening to me? Get over here. That's not what he did. He heard the Lord and he said, here I am. Take your son. Uh-oh. So maybe that song originated before. Anyway. Take your son, your only son. Oh, they've had one. Isaac, whom you love. Go to the land of Moriah. Offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. By the way, do you know that Jesus Christ hung on a cross on a mountainside outside the city? The old covenant is a picture, come on please, to the new covenant. This story is a picture of God and his son Jesus Christ, but it was in human form, Abraham and Isaac. God will always test you in your walk. And your test will be different than mine, but it will be a test. It would be wise for us to stop telling people, I know where you are, I know what you're going through, because many times we have not gone through that. That's why I'm very careful in regards to one of our incredible ladies and the gentleman that is connected to her life in this house. I don't want to say anything like, I fully understand what you're going through. Man, I've never lost a son or a daughter. We got to be careful what we say. Good preaching, Pastor. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. That's not the will of God. Man, that's not the will of God. That's not God's will. Hello? Boy, watch out when you start arguing with God. And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains. Oh, not again, of which I shall tell you. Not only is he telling him where to go to a country, now he's going to tell him, start walking towards Moriah, and I'll tell you specifically which mountain when you get there. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God is sovereign and we are not. Last verse for this morning. I'm really trusting that you're being fed by the Holy Spirit. Genesis 22:11. And the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. There it is again. Here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the boy. Or do anything to him. Now listen real close. And you wonder why kids don't respect teachers and administrators and law enforcement? They don't even fear God. Listen, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Let's just settle down on that for just a moment as we close this morning. And the angel of the Lord, I believe in angels. The angel of the Lord called to him, Abraham, Abraham, God knows your name, ladies and gentlemen. When he calls your name, you should recognize his voice. And we don't need to go, what do you want now? Here I am, Lord, what do you want? Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. God has a question for us in just a moment. For now I know you fear God. The angels fear God. Why doesn't the church? Is my walk so established that people are conscientiously aware that man fears God? Absolutely should. Listen, and how do we know that he feared God? Because he did not withhold what he loves so much. So yesterday, I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I'm working and I'm in that passage of scripture and I'm playing a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God Has a Plan. And the Holy Spirit asked me, he said, do they all belong to me? I just kind of looked out the window and started crying. He said, all three of your children, do they belong to me? Are they mine? Or do you have your hands on them? We raise them, but we don't own them. Our love for our children or grandchildren or our spouse, even though she's in her 90s, that love for... Help me to stay on track, Lord. That love for those family members, that love you have for your position that he graciously gave to you, it can never be greater than your love for him. Our walk should always show that we're in the center of God's will. And whatever he wants, that's what we want. So let's take a trip. I'm going to show you how cool God is. And I'm going to be very transparent. Put your junk out on Facebook about this message. I'll call you out on it. Beulah Beach. Incredible tabernacle. Huge. They would open up the windows because it was all wood structure. Hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 could get into that campground. Stay with me, please. Because God's not going to give up on you. But if you think you can keep living in sin, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're kidding yourself. You don't fear God. Let me tell you the story. I love to go to the tabernacle and I love to hear the missionaries and I love to hear, and I could call out names and it doesn't mean a thing to you, and I would just sit under the sound of the gospel. But at the same time, I would hook up on the campground. Thank you for helping me to tailor this, Lord. With girls, and that's the way it really should be. Go ahead and read 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 5, ladies and gentlemen. And I would hook up with a special lady, and we would do on the grounds what the kids are doing today. And then go back to service. Y'all like a pastor that's real, don't you? And I blew it off like no big deal. Man, I can have sex. I can do whatever I want. And in the midst of that nasty lifestyle, I'm sitting in the back. Let me go over this way so no one feels like I'm coming at them. I do see a 100-year-old lady back there I wouldn't mind getting it on with. Sitting in that tabernacle, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And they would ask us to stand, and we would stand and put our hands on the bench in front of us. And I had to hold on to that bench, because in the midst of my sin and depravity, the Bible calls it fornication. I call it sex outside of marriage. In the midst of my fornication, my head was telling me, you're okay, you're a pastor's kid. But the Holy Spirit was just ripping me. And I caught myself releasing my hands and walking down that long aisle. And to the front I would go. Oh, not time and time and time again. And I said, you know what? It's time for me to lay this stuff down. I got to stop this lifestyle, because it's not in compliance with the Word of God. So I've been praying this week for young people and praying for this generation. And where are the men and women who will stand up and say, whoa, y'all need to put a stop to this stuff before God puts a stop to it? Hold on. Little did I know when he arrested me. I think we sang that this morning. Little did I know when he arrested me and my hands broke loose off of that wooden bench in front of me, that he was going to call me, even though I was walking and living in sin and thinking about getting it on. I like to bring it just straight up. Like, is this service about over so we can kind of sneak off and head down towards the lake and, you know, the rest of all that stuff? Little did I know that God was going to call me out of the country of the world and bring me into communion in his kingdom. Little did I know that God's plan was so much bigger than Lake Erie and sexy girls in tight jeans and their tops down low. Why did you share that story? Because your world could be just as messed up today as mine was back then. But you've got to be honest. And you've got to let go of the grip that you're holding on to, so that the angel of the Lord can say over your life, as he said over Abraham, now I know that you fear the Lord. Actually, it was fear God. And you have not withheld what you love more than me. Broke my heart when the Lord showed me. You love that right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You love all that right there more than you love me. And he broke my heart. Thank God I wouldn't be where I am today. Little did I know the passage that he had planned. He's got a passage for you. He's got a plan for you. Are you willing to come out of the country and have communion with the Lord? I can't change one person in here. It's only the Holy Spirit that will help you to hear his voice and see that there's no need for you to try to kill it. Withhold what you were about to do. Let him. Shall we pray?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.